got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, 'cause we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Good morning. It's time for today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. The Flora Assembly of God has Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship begins at 10:30, including a children's service. And join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, here is today's message from God's Word.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there today, and we need to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, the scriptures that I'm going to talk about today, I think the Lord just gave them to me for me, maybe not for anybody else, but the thing is, it was something to where sometimes we can allow our flesh to get hurt or see something and then start thinking other thoughts. And God told us in His Word that we're supposed to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And sometimes that's not always easy because we do live in a fleshly body. You know, we have our mind it hurts us sometimes, but helps us to think about things. And it's something to where we really need to seek after God in all things and not just, you know, think it everything's going to go the way you think it would. But a lot of times it's something to where we think something's going to be a certain way and then it doesn't turn out that way. Is it bad? No, not always. Sometimes it's for our good, sometimes it's not. And I hope I make sense today. But we're going to go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And we're going to start with verse 2. It says, "But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with the confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some." You know, in my footnotes, it's talking about, it says Paul would only be bold whenever he knew that he, you know, when it was absolutely necessary. And sometimes our flesh will want us to speak out something, and that's probably the time we need to be quiet because our flesh is ruling us. You know, sometimes it's easier just to go ahead and speak our mind instead of being quiet and letting God take care of a situation. And so anyway, it says, "Which think of us as if we walked accordingly to the flesh." So, you know, Paul's enemies thought that this was a way that they functioned in the flesh themselves because they didn't have the power of God. They weren't filled with the Holy Spirit. And the thing is that sometimes many of us are filled with Holy Spirit, but then we allow our flesh to overrule it and we end up saying and doing things that we should not do at all. Does that make sense? It does to me right now. But anyway, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." You know, everything that happens to us is not the enemy. So many times we blame the enemy for things. He gets so much, too much credit on a lot of things, because I was just talking to a friend and, you know, back in the day we used to say, well, the devil made me do it. Well, the devil didn't make you do anything. He might have presented something to you and then you did it. But the thing is, that was the old saying back a while back. And it, you know, the devil made me do it. You do something. Oh, well, the devil made me do it. You have a free will. The devil can't make you do anything. But so many times we like to blame him for something we know that wasn't according to what God wanted us to do. I know that may sound silly, but we give the enemy too much credit, and it needs to stop. We need to quit giving him credit and lifting him up. He is nothing but the dirt underneath your feet when you're a child of God, because God conquered him. God already won the battle with him. Does he come against us sometimes? Yeah. He comes against us a lot of ways. And, you know, what we're talking about today is our mind, or our thoughts. And when I got this scripture last night, I didn't really realize what it was. But when I went and done something a while ago, I thought, Lord, help me not to be where I'm walking in the flesh. Help me to rise above and let the Spirit rise in me, your Spirit, so that I don't say or do something that might cause hard feelings or be taken the wrong way. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to help us in that area. We need to learn to, you know, our pastor says to take the high road. And, you know, sometimes that's the hardest thing, but that's the best thing. Sometimes we just need to back off and say, okay, maybe I'm done in this area. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this anymore. But God knows exactly your heart. He knows what you are thinking, or he knows what you're supposed to do. As long as you look unto him, he will show you if you're supposed to continue something or not. And in the scripture, we're going to read scripture 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, carnal, it consists of those which are man-devised. This is in the footnotes. And the thing is, you know, if you think about it, carnal, it's not the enemy. The enemy's not coming after you with trying to put something in front of you to make you slip up or make you say something or do something. But sometimes, you know, the scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So they're not devised. Carnal weapons consist of those which are man devised. But the scripture says, but mighty through God. The weapons are mighty through God. Think about that. With God, nothing is impossible. With God, he is one that can change things that there's no way possible that a man could do it. But so in this scripture, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So those thoughts and imaginations, we're going to go on down to the next scripture, but those things that are coming against you when you see something and you have to learn to rise above it, you have to learn to say, Lord, you take care of this. You be the one that's in control and not me. Help me, Lord, not to walk in the flesh. Help me to work in the Spirit, to do what you'd have me to do. You know, it goes back even when when God gave his son, Jesus in the garden sat there and said, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. And that's what we need to pray. We need to say, Lord, not what I want, not what Paula wants to do, or not what my flesh would like to do. But the thing is, Lord, whatever you'd want us to do. Lord, I want to do what you'd have us to do. I want to rise. I want to walk above. I want to be, you know, there's a scripture that says we are above and not beneath. You know, we're winners, not losers. The thing is, if we really believe that, we can hold our head high and say, Lord, help me to do what you'd have me to do each and every day, to walk in the fullness of you, to let my light shine. And I seen something on Facebook last night when I was kind of looking through it, and it was good, but it you know, it was kind of a crazy thing maybe, but it was a snake and he was eating the fireflies. And so the firefly said, stop, I want to ask you a question. And so he asked him a few questions, you know, do you have anything against me? And there, and then, you know, why are you eating me? He says, I just don't like your light. I don't like your light shining. And that's exactly right. I mean, that hit me because the enemy doesn't want our light to shine. So he throws things at us and throws things maybe in the way so that we will either react to that situation or we will rise above it. The thing is, so many times if we would learn to rise above and not allow our flesh to control us, there would be so much less confusion and argument, and it'd just be less. And so the thing is, it's something to where God knows all of that. But the thing is, it's don't let the enemy snuff out your light. Don't let the enemy kill it, so to speak. So, you know, the weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. And then this here today, this is what I needed to do so much. It said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, many times if we would stop the thought and make sure that it lined up with God's obedience, that it lined up with God's word, we wouldn't give it no thought of letting it go any further. So the thing is, it's something to where when things happen or you see something that you don't understand necessarily, instead of voicing what you'd like to voice or saying what you'd, you know, telling somebody what, you know, you would like to have done, the thing is you need to let God be in control and let God take care of it. So it's something to where we need to make sure that we learn to cast down those imaginations, those thoughts, those things that, you know, there's things that come into our minds so many times. And one thing, you know, I had a friend and they would say, well, I'll probably die with cancer. You need to cast that down, because the thing is, you're only giving the enemy tools to use when we say things out of our mouth. It's something to where so many times we don't realize the power that's in our tongue, because what we do is we give the enemy tools to use, especially with sickness and stuff. And the thing is, it's something to where we have to learn to control our tongue. Is it easy? No, because our flesh speaks out before our spirit is allowed to even grab a hold of that tongue and say, nope, can't do that today. Because we have a free will. God's not going to have us be puppets on a string. I've said that before, but he wants us to serve him and love him with everything in us. He wants us to be a light to the world like he is. It's something to where we have to be what God wants us to be on this earth. And if we're searching after him and allowing him to show us, then it's something to where we will rise above. We'll be able to take the high road, so to speak. We'll be able to say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. It's something to where our flesh doesn't always like that, because sometimes it'd be easier just to say, hey, I don't like that. Why did you do that? Why did you leave me out? And the thing is, it's something to where we have to be careful and just let God take care of the situation. So just think about that. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Just realize that your mind is a battlefield for the enemy. And if we learn to cast down those imaginations and thoughts before anything else happens, then God can help us to make it through. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that your word is true and amen. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us the word to help us to live the life that you'd have us to live. And Lord, that we will walk above and not beneath, that we are winners and not losers, that we are victorious as long as we allow you to be in our life and help us in every area of our life. Lord, for us to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, to let the Lord help us in every area of our life. In that precious name of Jesus, amen.
You've been listening to today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. Sunday school is at 9:30 this morning, and Sunday morning worship service, including a children's sermon, begins at 10:30. Join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Have a blessed day.
The power. In the name of the Lord.
In the name of